The Warriors and Clippers squaring off in Game 5 of this NBA Playoffs first round series in a Wednesday night clash at Oracle Arena. And Kevin Durant leading the charge for the Warriors. He would hit 5 3-pointers on the night on the way to a game-high 45 points. Stephen Curry delivered 24 points on the evening, while Klay Thompson motored his way to 22 points, yet the Clippers force a Game 6 on Friday night in L.A. with a 129-121 win.
It's been a year where, you know, things haven't gone exactly smoothly all the time, so I'm not surprised by anything. But I expected to come out and play better and to win the game. But it's the NBA playoffs. You know, this is a 7-game series, and you got to play. You got to defend and with some urgency. And you know, we gave up 129 points on our home floor, and they shot 54%. We weren't right from the very beginning. 37 points we gave up in the first quarter. Everything that we did in L.A. we did not do tonight. We sort of seemed to take it for granted that we were going to be okay. But, you know, I said it before the game, this Clipper team has been scrapping and clawing all year, and you knew they weren't going to go down without a fight. And I thought Patrick Beverley came in, just kicked our butts right away. We got like 3 offensive rebounds, and he came out with more energy than we had, and that set a tone.
Tim Kalacom of The Athletic. Steve, do you chalk this to focus, or was it something physical that maybe some of your guys just didn't feel today?
Usually if it's focus for us, we have a lot of turnovers. We had 8 turnovers. We had 31 assists and 8 turnovers. So, offensively, we obviously were fine. It's just defense. We just did not defend. And the playoffs are all about defense. And we had 2 great efforts down in L.A. I just think we let our guard down. I just think I didn't have them ready to fight, obviously, because we didn't fight.
Oh. Coach Logan Murdock, NBC Sports Bay Area. You were getting in at the end of the third quarter. It seemed like you were within 5, and you took Kevin out to put McKinney in. What was the reasoning for that? Because they went on a bit of a run after that happened.
We had played Kevin heavy minutes in the first half. We only gave him, I think, 4 minutes rest. So we decided we were going to start him in the fourth quarter, and we had to rest him at some point. So we gave him a couple minutes rest right there.
Anthony Slater, The Athletic. You bottled up Lou Williams in Los Angeles. He obviously got going again tonight. What changed?
Everything we did in L.A. we did not do defensively. And I'm not going to go into detail about what we didn't do, but you can watch the tape. It's pretty obvious. You know, we were not aggressive. We were not flying around. The game came way too easily for him.
Art Spander, the Maven. Steve, everybody seemed to be a step slow when they got inside and just reaching out and trying to grab people. Was that, I mean, somebody mentioned physically. I mean, the team tired at all, or was it just mental, just not there?
We just didn't have it for whatever reason. We're coming off 2 days rest, so there's no reason to be tired. But I didn't like the sense of urgency or the lack thereof. From the very beginning of the game, Beverley was running past us for offensive boards. We let Gallinari out of the box. We gave him a couple wide open shots for no apparent reason. We just didn't have the urgency to pick him up. Same as in game 2, it's hard to stop a team, once they get loose. So while I liked our energy in the second half, it was a little late, and I didn't particularly like our execution. We played harder, but we didn't play smarter, and that's what we've got to do, and I'm very confident that we'll do that on Friday.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. What was your view on Draymond's technical in the third?
I have no idea what happened, so it's hard to comment when I didn't even see what was going on, so I won't comment on that.
CJ Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Steve, Montrezl Harrell has been incredibly consistent in the series. What's been so hard to contain for you guys defensively to kind of contain his game? Like, what's been the issue on that?
Well, he's a good player. You know, he's a really good player. And he's powerful, and he's got a nice touch in the paint. And they did a good job of getting him the ball tonight. We did a good job in games 3 and 4 of keeping him out of his comfort zone, and he got right to the front of the rim tonight.
Anthony Slater with the Athletic. How has their starting lineup changed the equation in this series?
Well, they've got a little floor spacing now, you know, with Jermichael Green. He made three threes tonight, and so they're able to space us out a little bit better. And so, you know, they've done a nice job making some adjustments, and but they made that adjustment last game too, and we handled it. So, you know, we'll watch the tape and figure out what we've got to do better.
Coach Kerr, Paul Antunes, ESPN Brazil. You spoke to the inconsistency of your team defensively in this series. After 87 games this year, what would you say the identity of your club is?
What's the identity of our club? Back-to-back champions?
I'm saying for this particular season.
I don't know. Like, we're chemistry really good. I mean, we're hanging banners. You know, what's our identity? We play fast. We play defense. I don't know. Maybe we should do an instructional video later, and we'll send it to you.
See, Steph never really seemed to get a rhythm tonight. Is it something that they were doing, or was he just a little bit off his game?
He was a little off tonight. You know, he got going a little bit, you know, and he shot the ball well. But, you know, he had that early foul on Shamet, which was kind of a strange play. It was, you know, shot clock violation, very close to it. And I didn't feel like he was locked in. And so he got off to a slow start and couldn't ever really get himself going. And I give them credit. They did a good job defensively on him too. But we've got to do a better job of finding ways to free him up as well.
Coach Kerr, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. The Clippers, are they playing like an eighth place? I mean, an AC team? What's your assessment of, you know, this team?
Clippers are a hell of a team. They won 48 games. You know, the West is amazingly deep this year. So, you know, 5 through 8 went down to the last day or a couple days. So they have our respect for sure. They outplayed us tonight. And they got a hell of a team, so we got to bring it if we're going to beat them.
Last one, Mindy. Mindy Bach, ABC 7 Sports. There were points in the third quarter, Steve, though, four missed threes in a row in the fourth quarter and another string of shots. They seem to be good looks, open shots. What were your takes on just kind of some of the open misses tonight?
I thought we were in a rush in the second half. I thought, we were, a little anxious because we were behind, and even when there was plenty of time left, I felt like we were rushing things. So you can't play that way. You've got to play with confidence, but you've got to play with poise and execution, and I felt like we were in a rush. Thanks, everybody.
Great. Thank you.
And throughout the playoffs, for extended audio coverage, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.